And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged Monday in the capital, the UN says more than 185 people have been killed, more than 1,800 injured.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.
As Reuters' Angela Johnston reports, world players like those in the West have a great stake in what's happening in Sudan.
Western powers, including the U.S., had swung behind a transition towards democratic elections following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. After a military coup in 2021, they suspended financial support and backed a plan for a new transition and a civilian government.
Thank you very much.
Western powers also fear the potential for a Russian base on the Red Sea, which Sudanese military leaders have expressed openness to.
It's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Group of seven foreign ministers vowed to intensify sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine as they wrapped up their meeting hosted by Japan Tuesday. They said that they remain committed to intensifying sanctions against Russia, coordinating and fully enforcing them, saying that there could be no impunity for war crimes and other atrocities, such as Russia's attacks on civilians and critical civilian infrastructure.